Jesus said to those disciples who had believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. We cannot overemphasize the importance of truth. It is the difference between honesty and dishonesty, right and wrong, and often the difference between success and failure, or life and death. We are not satisfied with anything less than the truth in science, finance, or in that which we are told by our friends. If we learn that some business house has dealt with us dishonestly, even to a small degree, we will shun that place in the future. Truth is even more important where the welfare of our souls is involved. Only the truth of God can make us free. The truth leads to our sanctification, that is, the setting of ourselves apart to God and His service. Jesus prayed in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." Christ Himself is the personification of truth, and He spoke of Himself as the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. Then He affirmed that no man can come to the Father but by Him. Jesus made it clear that the truth He taught, the truth He came to this earth to bring for the Father, is the only means for the salvation of our souls. How we ought to love that truth, seek to understand it, and live by it. The search for truth is a lifelong challenge. This is especially true of our search for the truth of God's Word, for we are surrounded by so many different religious philosophies, and there are so many people who are willing to pervert or alter the truth, some to try to justify themselves in some unrighteousness which they enjoy, to justify their attempts to obtain some kind of ungodly gain, or maybe it's some other reason. We must remember that error is in the world, and we must guard against it. Jesus came and died for humanity to make it clear that it does make a difference what we believe. The very fact that God has given us the Bible is evidence that He wants us to study it, learn its truths, and abide in it. Jesus has promised that those who follow Him, walking in His Word, shall know the truth, and the truth thereby shall make them free from sin. In Deuteronomy 4:2, God commanded His people by Moses, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you." Proverbs 30:6 and Revelation 22:18-19 teach the same solemn truth regarding the seriousness of altering God's word. Galatians 1:6-9 and 2 John 9-11 declare the curse of God upon any who refuse to abide in the teaching of Christ. Let us therefore not deceive ourselves into thinking it's not important that we study to know and obey God's truth. We encourage you to become a daily and careful student of God's Word of truth. Don't just read or merely listen to what people say about its teaching. Form the habit of searching the sacred volume for yourself, that you may have a good understanding of what it teaches. When Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:19 that he would rather speak 5 words in an understandable language than 10,000 words in a tongue which others would not understand, he showed the importance of our letting the Bible speak to us and accepting its message as its truth, God's message to us. It is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Psalms 119:105. Search it. Seek to understand it. Always be willing to accept and obey it. And if we can help, we would welcome the opportunity. It is the truth which can and will make us free if we will abide in its holy teaching. The message you have just heard was brought to you.